Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Now, the Play Big Movement talks about becoming number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. Now, you're all experts, but we want you to become the expert, which moves you to the to the position of authority. And authority, you know you've gotten there when your phone starts ringing, right? Instead of you reaching out to people, they're coming to you and asking you for information or asking you for your input. But along with that, you also know when you've arrived as an expert, as the expert or authority, is when you start having an increase in the number of opportunities and that are coming to you that you're not actually seeking, they're coming to you. So you have to develop a little bit of talent of what I call discernment, right? Choices are important, but discernment, understanding which opportunities should rise to the top. How should you prioritize these opportunities? And as the world continues to change and there's so much noise around us and so much happening and we're getting pulled in so many different directions, just as in every aspect of your business that we talk about, it's important to have systems. Well, you need a system for reviewing and assessing opportunities that come your way. I remember when I made the decision and left Rich Dad, it was like, I felt like I had to get right back in the saddle and do something fast. And as soon as people knew that I had left, I started having all kinds of things come my way. And so I had all my friends and top advisors come over one day and down the middle of the big table, which I talk about where we started Rich Dad and quite a few other businesses, I had all these different companies. I think there were probably 10 or 11 of them. With people that either wanted my expertise, wanted me on the team, wanted me to buy, those kinds of things. And all of them were interesting. And so I felt like I had to choose one. I wanted to get everybody's input. And it was interesting to hear the feedback around the table because just like they tell you after a death or divorce, you shouldn't jump right into sign any contracts or anything. I think it's the same thing when it comes to when you had a major change in business, best to take a step back and develop that discernment. And as a result of that meeting that day, I realized that I was anxious to be doing something, not anxious to be choosing the right path forward. And so have you ever found yourself in that position where you're just looking for something to do or something intriguing, but not necessarily something that is your personal success equation? Remember your personal success equation, passion plus talent, times association, times action, and having faith in yourself. Well, sometimes you choose something that may not be your passion just because it's there and present. And, you know, sometimes it's okay if you're passionate, if what you're choosing to do will fuel your passion. Like I think I've shared before, a good friend of mine who owns a cardboard box company. Okay, cardboard boxes aren't his passion, but traveling the world hunting and traveling the world doing other things and having three homes, that's his passion. So this he more than fuels his passion. So knowing yourself is the first step. But when these opportunities come your way, I kind of have a four-step process that I share with people that I go through. I don't always make the right choice, definitely not, but at least it's a way for me to even think about it. First, I ask myself, is this going to make me money? Is this a revenue opportunity right away? Those usually fly, if it's consistent with what my brand is and what I want to do, those I take first case, right? I look at those right away. And then sometimes I'll participate in something because I know it's going to build my platform, build my database. So I may go to somewhere where I know I may not be having a selling opportunity. I may be paid to be there, or I may have a great opportunity to be in front of thousands of people where I have the opportunity to get their database, get them into my database by giving them a free gift. So does it make me money? Does it build my platform? And sometimes there's also, we talk about, I've always shared about the power of association. So the third thing is does this opportunity get me into a circle of people that I want to meet? Or is there a mentor there that I want to get to? Is there an opportunity for me to gain value up here for this opportunity? So it's like your wallet, right? Your platform, your brain. Is this something that's going to help me meet the right people? Is somebody there going to be there? So your wallet, your platform, your brain. And then the fourth one, which is also very important, and it gets more important the older you get and the more successful you become, is this a way for me to give back? When a nonprofit asks me to speak, all right, typically I will either waive or drastically reduce my fee because it's a way for me to give back. And those are the four criteria. You know, there's other things that I think about, but it's really important for me to be able to put things in systems, what I teach. And so for me, the more big you play, the more opportunity comes your way. And the bigger you become, you may have to say no to things that you wouldn't have said no to last year, 5 years ago. And sometimes that transition is hard because you want to say yes. But there's only one of you. There's only 24 hours in the day and 7 days a week. So it's important to know how to go through this process. And going through this process helps you feel better about those no's that you have to say. It also helps to have that buffer, have someone on your team, like I have Angela, right? Like she goes through this process of understanding, is this something that's an income opportunity? Is it building my database? Is it a way for me to meet people that I want to meet? That's part of my vision and my goals. Or is it something that is an area that I really want to support and I want to give back? And so she kind of helps assess things before they even get to me sometimes. But when you're out and about, you know, I get so many business cards. I'm sure you do too. You go somewhere and you come home with all these business cards. And you know, it's not easy to follow up with all of them. But when I'm talking to somebody, when they give me their business card, I typically will talk to them to kind of get the elements that I need to say whether, when I give it to Angela, say this one is a strong possibility. Let's follow up with them right away. This one, I don't know, I want you to check into it. You know, they're nice. If I can support them, let's do that. And others, it's like, you know, let's see what we can do. Maybe they have some free tools that they can use, but it's not something that probably that we want to spend my time and energy on. And that's hard for me to say because I want to be everywhere for everyone. But by having that system, it helps take that emotion away. Remember, I talk about high emotion, low intelligence. And same thing when you want to, when you start playing big, you have to start making choices that aren't always the ones you want to make here. But you have to also make sure you take care of yourself so you can only spread yourself so thin. And the other way to look at it, this is something I'm dealing with right now. You've got people out there willing to pay you to speak at this level. And if you give yourself away at this level to everybody else, that's not fair to these people. They're willing to pay you to be there. So that means you have to respect and honor them and reduce what you're doing down here. And that's something that is very important to be, you know, to just be fair and to operate, I believe, within an avenue of integrity. There are a couple of groups that I still speak for that, you know, that don't pay me at the same level this organization does. But they've always been there to support me, and I want to support them. And I have revenue opportunities when I'm there. I'm doing less of those than I used to, because of that discernment of going through this process. And that's part of, it's frustrating because you want to say yes to everything. But those opportunities, a good opportunity is going to open the doors to new and other opportunities. So instead of continuing to going to the same place where pretty much you're meeting the same people, transform and go somewhere new where you can expand. So, the greatest opportunity is a revenue opportunity that will also expand your platform, where you also will meet other people that expands your network. And it's a way for you to participate in something, hopefully that organization is giving back. So it checks all four boxes. But challenge yourself. Look back over the last couple of weeks at the opportunities that have come your way. And did you think about how they apply, how they can help speed your way forward? Did you think of them in that aspect of revenue generation, building platforms? One of the greatest, you can have the greatest product or service. If people don't know about you, you're not going to have the revenue. And that's part of one of the other processes we're going through right now. We have a new team that we're working with in San Diego that's helping us. We're going to be launching a new website, and along with that, a new funnel. So I can help serve people as I bring them into my platform. I have the opportunity to serve them and move them through the process. And remember, I talk about give, ask, making sure that you're serving, not selling. Because when you sell, it's a transaction, one-time thing. When you serve, you're creating a relationship with your customers. And that relationship will generate a lifetime of sales. So ask yourself that, because this whole funnel thing, I'm creating it to generate revenue, but I want it to be a nurturing campaign, not a sales funnel. So we're calling it a nurturing. What's my nurturing campaign? In paren, sales funnel. But the nurturing side is more, I want to make sure I give, and then ask. So how are you handling it on your end? And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, because I think it's important as you're starting to play big and you start getting those phone calls, make sure they're consistent with what your plan is. Make sure they're consistent with what you want to do and where you're going. And so I challenge you, go back and think about that for the last month or two. How have you assessed your opportunities? And let's see if they're going to support you in moving forward to get even bigger. Revenue opportunity, expanding your platform, meeting the right people, expanding your sphere of influence, or giving back. And if it doesn't fall into one of those categories, you may want to start freeing up that time, because we're going to talk again about one big life. And sometimes we get so focused. One of the things I'm doing right now is I'm agreeing to a multi-city tour. And it took me a while to think about this, because it is going to impact my one big life, because I'm dedicating so many weekends to this platform. And it's a choice I'm making for all four of those categories. But it's also something that's got me a little, it's going to be a lot of travel. But I'm going into it with my eyes wide open. So are you? Are you making the decisions that are right for you and your business and your family and living one big life? So stay tuned. Thank you so much for being with me today. And don't forget to play big. Be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.